Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it's Carly. Welcome to a Friday night show. I hope you're not getting sick of us this week because, you know, we've been on a lot. But, you know, it's kind of good to be on a lot by people. I mean, there were things that could be happening. I mean, you know, I could name a lot of things that could be happening that would us being on air. You know, kind of like, let's get Trump out of office. You know, that would be a miracle and the best thing ever happened. Tonight, we are interviewing Kael Brown. Yes, we are interviewing Kael Brown. And we are just waiting for Kael to show up. And then we probably will hear some soap talk. Probably that will be interesting. That's always interesting, actually. Very interesting when we do soap talk, actually, people, because I find it very interesting and everything because you never know what people are going to say about the soaps. You know, it could be a good thing, but it could be a really bad thing. And, it could be, you know, how Dave is the most confusing soap on the planet. And, I'm going to bring on the boys for a moment.
Good evening, Carly. Good evening,
hey,
David.
Okay, you guys. I wanted to say hi, but Kayla's here now. So I will put you guys on mute and do the interview and then bring you guys back on. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, boys. Okay, you guys, this is very exciting. This is very fun. This is very interesting because one of our guys is back on Daytime After Dark tonight, Kael Brown. You know him as Sam Rappaport. You know him as, you know, every guy on at the Raccoons. And you know him, you know, he's been on all these wonderful soaps. And I didn't even know he was on General Hospital. And I'm going to really talk to him about that one because I didn't know that one. Carly knows everything. Oh, and if you want to talk to Kael, call in to 1-347-850-8721. Here he comes. Hi.
Am I on?
Hi. Of course you're on, Kael. Yes.
Oh, I wasn't quite sure there.
Yes, you're totally on. And I did not know that you were on General Hospital. I did not know that. I thought I had my homework totally great and done by you. But no, you were on General Hospital as a newscaster in 2003. I did not know that. And so now I'm mad because I did not know that. So,
well, I did the show two different times. I actually was on in the early 80s as Rick Springfield's roommate in college. I had an affair with Bobby, I think it was at the time. And but then I was I was back just doing voice work for him for years, not that long ago, doing all their announcer stuff and off camera. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I worked with Gloria Monty way back when. And,
okay, because I never knew that, number one. And number two, Zaki Zeman is great to work with. And,
right, yeah,
you know,
she was wonderful to work with. Demi Moore was on the show then.
Oh, my God, you were so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You were really lucky back then. Oh, my God, I'm jealous. Because I was just, you know, that was awesome because General, out of all of them, is my favorite. You know I'm not supposed to have favorites, but DH is my home and my word. And by the way, I loved, you know, you sent on dates. You know, you and that little doctor of yours, I mean, you know, you did a great job as Dr. Meyer Brennan when you were on there, by the way. You did great.
Well,
you were a fan.
They didn't quite know what to do with me. You know, I did play a dead guy on All My Children also.
Yeah, I remember you on there. I remember you on Dallas, actually. And, of course, everyone knows you on Another Word. I call you the king of Another Word. And I call you Sam Rappaport. I mean, your character was, like, one of my favorites of all time on there because I don't want to say Sam was evil or anything, but I just thought you and Noah, you know, had a good connection. And then, you know, you and Lindsay had a really good connection. And Cassie DePiva, too, had a really, really good connection. So I just thought, you know, it was, you know, one of the great storylines that I did not want you to go when they, you know, when you left. I did not really want you to leave One Life to Live because, you know, you were so good in there. And, you know, yeah, how was working on there? I mean, and then you had to deal with Miss Lawrence, Bosco Bone. I mean, that must have been crazy. And his evil twin, Toy. And then Susan kills you. And by the way, when you get killed on a soap, okay, so when they kill you on a soap, so when you die on a soap, how dramatic is that? And did you feel make it real for the audience?
Well, what they did, like on Another World, they only found my burned wallet. They never found a body. So even though I went off a cliff, there was always the door was open to go back if the show had stayed on the air, I guess. But they were changing storylines around and needed to make room. So, but I was hired immediately on One Life to Live. And actually I was on both shows simultaneously for about a week. They overlapped. I was finishing up on another, I was dying on Another World and waking up on ABC on One Life to Live. They were both wonderful.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's, you know, really funny, but not funny, because for about 5 years here, we didn't get One Life to Live because NBC was in a fight with Another Word. So, you know, I lost 5 years of Another Word because of their fighting, which was dumb. But, you know, I was sad to have Another Word to go off when you guys went off. I thought it was sad. Actually, I think all of the soaps going off all my children, another word, Aboriginals, Guiding Light, all four of them should be back on the air, in my opinion. And, you know, I know we are thankful to have four remaining souls, but, Kale, I think you need... What?
I was going to say, you can blame O.J. Simpson. Because literally it was when it was the O.J. chase and then the trial that was the beginning of the end for daytime. The networks saw that they could have basically free soap operas. I mean, free television, free, you know, news. And so it all of a sudden didn't make financial sense for them. The soaps used to pay for nighttime. They used to subsidize the rest of television. They were so popular and they brought in so much money. But then things, you know, began to shift.
And OJ, you know, needs to be booed out of America because of ruining our soaps. And also right now we have the impeachment. And we are weeks behind on our soaps because of that. So I just, I just hope there's a quick resolution. And, you know, it's hard for, you know, the soap viewers to remember to record TiVos and DVRs later in the night. But back when we had OJ, everyone was waking up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning to set their VCRs because of the fact that they put, you know, like you said, on nighttime. And, you know, now that we have all these cable news shows, in my opinion, it doesn't have to be on, like, 40 stations all at once because we have the cable outlet, so it doesn't have to affect ABC, NBC, CBS all the time, in my opinion. I mean, the way I look at it, guys don't have to go through this with their sports. I mean, if you guys had to go through this with football, which I love football, or baseball, or basketball, you guys will be rioting, and us women has had to do this since the beginning of time. And so I just think it's, you know, not fair for the women to miss our daytime soaps as much as we have been in the past year. It's been crazy. And would you like to go back to daytime?
Well, oh, I love to work. Sure.
Of course.
You know,
well,
Just tell me
what soap you would like to be on.
Well, there's not that many choices right now, are there?
Well, I mean, you know,
YNR, General Hospital, and what else?
Bold and Beautiful and Dades. And when if you do Dades, you're 6 months in advance. But I could see you as a bad guy on General Hospital or another bad guy on Dades, like a corporate waiter on Young and the Restless. Or you could play a doctor on Bold and Beautiful.
Well, thank you.
See ya.
I'll take all four jobs.
You know, I have, like, your jobs all planned out. So, have you been working on any projects?
Well, I've done a number of independent films over the last couple of years that are in various stages of editing or not being released or whatever. I've been directing a lot theater. And acting on stage, because that's really my first love and doing the occasion. I did the Daily Show recently. You know, I do the occasional nighttime gig, but I like teaching. I like working on the stage a lot, and I don't live in Los Angeles, so that makes a big difference.
Oh yeah, I mean, you told me that you were just today. You were flying in to New York, and did you have any trouble with flying today? Because I mean, you know, I thought the holiday would be so crowded still. And
I didn't fly. Not today. No, I drive into New York.
Oh, okay. I thought you were flying. Flying. And, you know, you have had one amazing, you know, careers. And, you know, being on Knox Landing and Dallas, you know, and, you know, being in Blood, Fist, Ivy, Die, Trying was a great movie. It scared me a little. But, you know, you've had this amazing career, but I think the daytime people, you know, really misses you because I hear that all the time. So I just wanted to pass it along to you. And I better get my co-host room to talk or they are going to kill me. And if you think I'm joking, I'm not, because I think they will. I think the boys will kill me. So let me bring on David, our co-host and the PR person that found you. Hey, David.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Oh, living the dream. How about you?
I'm doing good. Great to have you back on the show. Doing great.
Nice.
I recently saw you on Webster. You were on Webster. What was I working on that?
On what show?
Webster.
Oh, you're kidding. Webster?
Yeah.
My God. Well, that was Alex Harris. That was nice. That was, and Emmanuel Lewis was terrific to work with. I had a great time. They were very nice people.
Yeah. I actually had to start a lot of traffic. Joe, too. Like me TV. And what was like the what was Phil Terry, Ace of Buchanan? What was like your original film? Ace of Buchanan.
Oh, he was a piece of work. We had a great Phil Terry. We had a very good time working together. He was a tough nut. He was pretty much impersonal, just like he was on the television. He was the Granny Goose guy. He was a big cowboy.
I imagine. You and now Lindy, had great airport. You and Lindy, Captain Hickman. What would you like with Wolf? Captain Hickman.
I'm sorry, did you ask a question?
Yeah, what would like with Captain Hickman, Lindy, Airport? What was Indy? I don't like to do Catherine Hickman.
Oh, Catherine Hickman. Everyone was nice to work with. Really, it was a good, great job. It's a lot of fun. I had known Catherine for many years before that, so we were friends. And before that, and she was married to Michael Knight, a friend of mine, it was the soap world is very small, especially after you've worked a few shows like the rest of us. You know, I probably worked over the years 10 different soap operas, you know, from small parts to contract parts. And a lot of people did the same thing. You know, you might, you know, walk upstairs on one soap and come downstairs on another soap, you know, a year later or something. I mean, it used to be like a revolving door for a lot of people. I think isn't it Peter Bergman? I think he walked off of when he was let go of All My Children. He went right to Young and the Restless, and he's been on there since.
Yeah.
You know, that used to be the way everyone did it.
Yeah.
So if you were lucky
enough
to have
you've been to
many
shows, I'd go over all of them, but I don't have time. But thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. We want you back.
Okay.
We miss you on daytime.
Thank you. Me too.
Okay,
take Bobby's call.
I will bring on I will bring on Bobby.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing fine. I know you was on One Life to Live, but you were also on the war working with Linda Danico. Did you get a chance to work with Linda when she made her rounds around the ABC soaps back then?
Well, I worked with Linda for years on Another World.
Mm-hmm.
Long before One Life to Live.
Okay, so I didn't know if you were still on when she joined the show.
Oh, yeah. I was on there first, and then she joined One Life to Live, I think. It was after, I think
right,
I went over there first. Yeah.
Right. Right, but it was pretty neat. And my colleague said it would be nice to see you back on daytime television. If you return by the days, it would be a great reunion with you and Kathy for sure.
Well, you know, I love daytime. It's a very different, they shoot it differently now, and it's done very, very quickly, and
right.
There's
right.
not as many lines, but,
right.
you know.
Yeah. Right, right. And I know that you probably saw on One Life to Live how Aaron Torpy grew up before your eyes, both with you working for Daily and Kirsten Allison working with her early on before she matured into a young woman One Life to Live in General Hospital and what she had done on Broadway these days back when you was on One Life to Live. So those are two great young actresses who started out as kids on that show and literally grew up before our eyes.
Right.
And
well, and some other shows I remember on Another World, we had a young woman. She was probably, I think she went upstairs. She was about 8. And when she came down a couple of months later, she was 18.
Okay. I think you're referring to when Lindsay Lohan was on there and then later Alicia Lee Willis, who later on went on to spend 6 years on General Hospital. I think when she, during the last season, when they had Lindsay Lohan on there before she became the movie star and made headlines for the wrong reason, and Alicia Lee Willis before she came to General Hospital.
Oh, really? I didn't know Lindsay Lohan was on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, because she was Allie on Another World, and then Alicia Lee Willis took over the part for a while, and then she came over to General Hospital after that show ended.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know that.
Right. But it's great to that you had a great to talk to you tonight, and hopefully you can come back soon and you have a great holiday season, great 2020, and hopefully we'll talk down the road.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. Before we let you go, we'd like to play sometime this party game. Like, what I will ask you a couple of questions. What are you binge watching right now? What is your favorite TV show that you have been watching? Do you have one?
Yeah,
really? Okay. What is your favorite food, and you can live without, because if you have one last meal, what will it be?
Good Lord.
Really?
Oh, probably a Hershey bar.
And,
I don't know. If I had a last meal, I think I probably couldn't eat if I knew it was going to be my last meal.
hey, you know, I have to throw curveballs at my guest and to keep it fresh and everything. And I'll let our last question before we let you go. And you have to come back because if you don't,
okay.
David will personally kill me. So you have to come back. But our last question is, what is your favorite movie?
Oh, my word. The God's
okay,
Father.
Your top three favorite movies. That might help.
Okay. Godfather, Star Wars, the first one, and Citizen Kane.
Ooh, oh, my God. All great movies, Kale. Yes, all great movies. I love all your movie picks. And you have to come back. So please come back, and if you have something new to promote or whatever, please let David or I know, because we want to have you back on, and you are one of our number one interviews. We love to interview, and David, you know, loves you, and David was jumping up and down today when he found out you. You know, you got to come on. So, thank you for coming on, and we would love to have you back.
All right. Thank you so much, Carly. Thanks for having me on, and happy holidays to all of
you. Yep. Yeah, happy Merry Christmas, happy New Year's, happy Hanukkah. Yep, have a great day.
You.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm bringing the boys on.
That was a great interview tonight, and I'm glad that Kel had time to talk to us, and like I said earlier, it would be great to have him back.
I agree.
Thank you, Boyd. And I don't know where Maggie is.
Well, I saw him left a message about 10 minutes before we went on the air on the Facebook page, but I thought she was going to just talk a little bit tonight, but I'm happy that her Bears won last night, yesterday, but if I look at the schedule here, I think next week we got the Panthers game, but I think that's on the same time the Bears game is going to be on, but the following week, it looks like if Kansas City wins this week at New England, or regardless, it looks like that the Bears game would be a Sunday night game, because I think the Seahawks game is a Sunday night game this week. We in North Carolina is going to get the Panthers game with the Seahawks.
I just want to give you guys the schedule of the Seahawks for this season ending, just because we have December 8th. We play the Rams. Let's kick their little asses. And then we play new team on the 15th, Bobby.
Yeah, I know, but at the same time as the Bears playing the Packers, and there's nothing that Fox or the NFL can do about that game.
And then December 22nd, we play the Cardinals. We are favored to win again because we have 10 and they only have 2. And then we play the 49ers. And that's how we close off our season.
Right.
And
it's possible, Carly, that game with the Niners could be either a Sunday night game or 4:25 game, because the last end of the season will be any of those. I will tell you right now, I don't think the Cardinals game is going to be showing in our area, and unless Fox and NBC switch places as far as the Chiefs-Bears game and the Cowboys-Eagles game, as far as one game being 4:25 and another one being at 8:20, it looks like our area is going to get either one of those games, depending on what the NFL does with the Chiefs Bears game, and if they're going to make it 425 or keep it at 820 during that week.
And Chicago, upcoming games, the Packers on the 15th, the Chiefs on the 22nd, and the Vikings. So
yeah, depending on what Fox does as far as our game with the Saints, if we're still live for a playoff spot, that could be moved to 425. It could get switched over to CBS. It could be even put on Sunday Night Football as far as the Bears game with the Vikings, if playoff implications for the Vikings are more important than our playoff implications by then. Because the way the Redskins are playing right now, we could end up getting the Cowboys game in that 425 slot or replacing the Panthers game, and the Panthers game could either go to CBS or 425 or possibly Sunday night if we have desperate need of a playoff spot over the Bears by then.
Well, that is so true, and well, we have it's a Sunday night game for that, and so we don't have any more Monday night football games, David. So Carly won't be killing you.
I'm more concerned about how the schedule is going to be if we end up having to do a Saturday afternoon game.
Well, I know Monday show for why we.
And I just want to say, in peace laws, don't use the understood cell phone in the scheme to pursue Ukraine. This guy better go down, and he better go now, and all I want to say is the Republicans, if you want your job, come next election, do your job. Do your job, please, and get this guy done and over with, because no one wants to see you in office. Everyone is so sick of what's going on, and I'm sorry, I don't know what's worse, watching this impeachment take long, or Ron Carlisle's writing. I don't know which one is worse. You know, I really don't know which one is worse, Bobby.
Right.
Do you?
I know. And like you said earlier to Cal, what caused what mainly was the downfall for another world, Sunset Beach and some of these others and Lubbock in the city was the OJ trial. I hope this is not going to be the end to one of our four soaps because of this.
Well, you know, and I'm usually not that mean, but I'm sorry, but, you know, Dave used to be a great show, but now, I don't know about you, my little Bobby, but I cannot follow it.
What I'm saying is, when they did the jump ahead a year with that, it kind of reminded me of what All My Children did when they moved to Hulu and jumped 5 years ahead. I'm not saying this is going to be a downfall. There's already two or three shows on the Days app that are digitally, which is bringing back some of the old characters like Abigail and Chad and the teens from the late 90s or early 2000s that were on there on the app. And that's some... And it's great that we're having them back, but it would be a lot more interesting if they were actually on the show in general. I mean, I know that with Belle, it would be interesting to at least talk some sense into her daughter, Claire, or if she ever come back. And it would be great to see Chloe back as well and with Parker, assuming that he's not 18 by the time he comes back and have a crush on Sierra or whatever.
Well, exactly, and you
I'm
know, I'm sorry, but You know, I get confused every time. Every time I'm watching it. Okay, Woman and Kate Got Married, right?
Right, and I'm just reading on SoapCentral.com that Eric and Sarah are leaving temporarily because of their daughter. Now, I don't know.
Wait,
if
who?
This is Eric and Sarah, they're leaving temporarily, according
yeah.
to what SoapCentral yeah. said.
Yeah,
and,
but they will be back, you know, if.
And they're going to be back.
You know,
I don't have.
You know, I mean, who I want to kill is, well, besides Carabari, but I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Did you hear me say that, you guys?
No, don't say that.
Okay. The writing is not what it's supposed to be. You don't kill Adrian off. You know, there's so much. You don't kill Haley off. How many times have we seen Zay back on drugs? How many times have we seen Princess Dina? Princess Dina.
Okay,
how
I'm going to get
times,
for you now.
How many times have we seen so much of this? So, if Carvalho wants his job and do it correctly, stop writing things you've always said on other soaps. You know, I think
mm-hmm.
you can deal with that. Can you, Carvalho? Can you? Can you?
I don't think you can.
I mean, Bobby, am I wrong?
I mean, you're right. You're right. And I blame him responsible for breaking up Sierra and Ben to begin with what this your head time thing is.
Exactly my point.
They could come back, but like I said, unless Chloe returned back with the 18-year-old Parker and he fall for Sierra, I don't see any way that storyline is going to get fixed.
No, I mean I wasn't on the Ben and Sierra train first, but now I am, and you know the only thing that you know makes sense. Ben and Will are helping each other. Ben and
right.
Will are helping each other, so I mean that makes sense. And I
right,
have an
right.
announcement.
Because last time we seen these two together, Ben killed Will, but he got brought back from the dead. So it's kind of like a real redemption, if you will, after what happened 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean,
if this was the case, he would not be that upset over Ben for what he did to Paige, and we would have seen Paige back from the dead as well. I don't care who would have played her, but that's just my opinion.
Well.
I'm on the fence, but the surprise card story, I'm on the fence. I know whether to like it or not. You know, I'm still on the fence. I can't decide whether I hear or not. It's not really that bad. It's not that really that bad yet. All right, my opinion. Okay.
I am very proud of you for remaining that, David. And also, I want to let people know that Mia St. John is writing an upcoming book in 2020. She's finally going to expose the people that took her son away and how they released Kristoff. They didn't never release Kristoff out of the hospital, and there still needs to be accountability with that. I'm sorry, my husband, you know, one of my husband is gone because The hospital did not give a damn, and they released him, and I'm still, it's going to be a year in February 3rd, and I'm still groveling his loss. Every time I turn on YNL, my brain goes, why isn't Kristoff on today? And then I have to remember, oh, yeah, he can't. He's so good in
right.
heaven.
So right, I understand. And I understand what Mia is doing, and I agree with what Mia St. John's doing on behalf of her late husband. And I agree with her because she already lost a son, and now she lost an ex-husband as well.
You know, everyone should know how I felt about, you know, Kristoff. I loved him. Okay, Jay Eddie, if you're listening, I love you. Remember that, too, you know. And Jasper, if you're listening, I love you, too. So, guys, don't worry. Days of Alive, Sammy Brady is back.
Sammy.
Sammy Allison Sweeney.
Oh, it's great to see Allison Sweeney back because she got a movie coming up this weekend on the Hallmark Channel, and it's great to see Allison Sweeney back in action. But I'm gonna probably just be maybe more mainly communicating with her on social media in the next few weeks and months with the holidays coming up because. I know she's going to be back temporarily during the summer, but it'd be great. And unless she's doing something in connection with today's app as far as a web-only show on how she and the kids are doing now, then as far as I'm concerned, I'll just be happy to remember who Allison Sweeney is other than from the Hallmark Channel movies I'm seeing her in.
Mm-hmm. And the great thing is Dr. Griffin, my heart
It's great to see him back.
Well, I'm okay. Don't tell me because I need to catch up for 3 days. It's just been crazy for me, and we want to pay our condolences to Ron Lebanon, who was Rachel's dad on Friends. He passed away today.
Mm.
Why is everyone dying? Every time I tune,
know.
And remember, people, Republicans, when they do their impeachment, Republicans messes between their country and dump. Remember that, Republicans. You know, you have a duty to your office.
All I'm saying is 11 months from now, I'll be at the polls voting for somebody. And unless the Democrat is not up for nomination and we get stuck with somebody else, I have no choice but to vote Democrat unless it's somebody else interesting or this guy does something great as far as taking care of business with political stuff overseas with all these wars and crises, than having to worry about what's going on with his own thing. I thought about voting for Bloomberg until I realized what he'd done with New York City and why I want to vote for somebody that corrupted New York.
Well, yeah, I agree. And also, I just want to say, people, please be careful hanging your Christmas lights up. That can be very dangerous. And are you guys done with your Christmas shopping yet?
Well, I still got to do a couple more Christmas items for my girlfriend because she has a birthday on the 20th and a Christmas holiday coming up, so I'm going to try and do something like that in the next few weeks and try to get some gifts for the family and friends.
What about you, David?
Nope. That's my other gift.
Well, you're going to be proud of me. That is the sticks. And I have one other thing to get. And then call me a done Christmas shopping.
It's more like for me,
guys,
just creating a Christmas
list
of things for my mom.
You guys do not know how unusual that is, because usually I'm shopping until like the 23rd. So this is like the first year that I'm finally, ready to do it now and get over with. And if anyone wants to come over and wrap my Christmas presents for me, please volunteer, because I cannot wrap to save my life.
Yeah. And he can't.
Oh.
I'm very confused.
Hi, Maggie.
I use foil.
Hi,
sorry, Maggie.
It's okay. I wrap everything in foil. I have done it for years.
Miss my joke.
I know.
Okay. And it was funny. I said, what is taking longer? The impeachment? Oh, wrong color belly writing.
Wrong color belly writing. Oh.
Yes, and you know what?
That is true. Carl just needs to.
I'm on the fence.
Gotta wait a year and then tell us what we missed. Hi. Sorry, I was just unexpected.
Before I forget, David, when is the next show?
Wednesday. We got Kent Dolphin. Wednesday.
And
is
he the only guest we have next week?
I think so.
And by the way, people, I made a song up in my head today. And you know about the song I'm dreaming of a white Christmas? It goes like this. I'm dreaming of dumb gifts and peace by Christmas.
We weren't supposed to say that on the air.
I know. If I could find a singer, I bet I could have the singer sing it and have it as an intro. I'm so bad today. When did you play this weekend? We are playing the Rams. And you're playing the Packers on the 15th. So you get a week off?
Yeah, because of last night we kicked the Cowboys' ass. Thank God. They had it coming.
And Seattle is number one. We are number one. We number one. We number one. We took the 49ers spot.
It's unfortunate that the Saint Niners game had to be on the same time as the Panthers Falcons game, because
I
would have loved to watch that game if I had some deep tickets. And there's no way that our station, if there's a blowout in that game, can't switch over to that game, because it's local for us now. If we live in Tennessee, it might have been different, even though that's Titans territory. And I don't know if that was going up against the Titans, and if that was a home game that the Titans had, where we would end up getting infomercial on the West Coast game.
I think it's a home game.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Titans.
Right, but I think also, I don't think they're on CBS this week, but it looks like, unless something changes, it would be next week against Houston.
Oh.
Well,
according to what my guy has it on now.
But everybody, I hope you all love who I love. Stephen A. Smith on ESPN.
Oh, really? Is he coming back to the hospital, or what did he say?
I don't know
about his boy LeBron.
I've been trying to reach him to see if Brooke can come back, because we need Brooke now. But my Mitchell Trubisky, they everybody picked on him. Well, he was hired because he's a runner. He's got really strong legs. And guess what? Last night they let him run.
Right.
And guess what? We won.
Yeah, I've been hearing what Stephen has said about LeBron, but I've also been hearing what Michael Wolfman been saying about Mitchell Trubisky on his show with Tony Kornheiser, and both with his show and Tony's podcast for the last couple of weeks. So it's always like the same thing, whether it's on the Redskins or the Bears, as far as Michael Wolfman is concerned, because I've been hearing what he said about both ends of the spectrum.
And before we go, you guys, what is everyone planning this weekend?
Well, I'm planning to maybe after tonight, probably just work on more Christmas cards and watch a couple of Hallmark Channel movies that I taped. One of them, Spirit of Christmas, with Jen Lilly in it, and Hotel at the Plaza, because I know, and then maybe a. Maybe do some live tweeting to Allison Sweeney about her latest film for her holidays, and just welcome her back today's live tweeting on Sunday if the Seahawks game gets too boring, or if it's a blowout by 9 o'clock.
Oh, come on! The Seahawks are going to blow their little asses out of the ground. My team comes back. And defeats all other teams.
The
last team is back. They tried to come from
there.
And so, Daniel, what are you doing this weekend?
That's where I put it.
I probably go to Chase Sunday and White Folks. You ready for Star Wars next week? Star Wars 20th. Star Wars, yay! Star Wars! Yeah.
Well, anyone? Want to guess what I'm doing this weekend?
Good weekend.
Yeah.
What do you need?
Mom, can you guess what I'm doing this weekend?
No, I couldn't figure that one out.
Okay. I'm, number one, reclaiming my sleep back. And if it kills me, my TiVo is full. If it kills me, I'm going to go under the covers and watch TV and just relax all weekend because I've had such a busy week. Right, Mom?
Very good. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
My grandma was staying with me this week. And I mean, it was fine. My parents' thingy broke. Whatever you call the heater thingy. Yeah. And she's 93, so. You know, you cannot let a 93-year-old be in the cold.
Yeah.
So I've had a busy week, and I just want a very relaxing weekend. And I'm very jealous of my niece and my dad. They are going on a trip together. Ooh. And they are doing something I love doing, number one, flying, but they are flying in first class. Now, people, when you go in first class, it's like the most amazing thing ever. I love first class. If I could be in first class every time I flew, I will fly every week.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where I will go every week?
Where?
You guys haven't figured it out?
No, where?
Where?
Maggie?
Chicago?
Yep.
That's why I didn't answer, because I figured that was going to be the answer. So I
mean, come on. If Maggie and I were together every week, we would be causing so much trouble.
No.
Because I'm a great reader, and I have all these great ideas.
Yeah, I'm a great follower.
That possibly could see their time. But, you know, and before we go, I just want to ask you guys, what is everyone's favorite Christmas song? Because on Facebook, Zeno Hospital did Ian McCoy, Last Chicken, my boyfriend Molly Chris, Valentine, and Sasa, my love for Sasa, and Kathy Gotti all did Christmas song, and it's posted on Facebook. So what is everyone's favorite Christmas song? What's that?
Well, I've been hearing a lot of All I Want for Christmas is You.
Oh, hi. That's a very good choice.
But I like George Michael's version of Last Christmas as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the guitar. Yeah, the guitar.
And Maggie, what is your favorite?
Obviously, Blue Christmas with Elvis.
Oh, cool. I did guess that. And David?
But one more song I really like is anything that Jen Lilly did on her CD a couple of years ago, and Queen Baby is Go Outside with Eric.
Eric.
That was a good song.
Really good. I love her. I wish we'd get her on the show.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be great to get her on the
show.
My
favorite song is Silent Night.
Right.
Silent Night?
I love the Temptations version of Silent Night, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I have two. I'll Be Home for Christmas. And my Grown Up Christmas List. I love those are my favorite two. You know, especially this year, you know, I'll Be Home for Christmas. That was really happening. But yeah, I love that song. Whenever I hear that song, I start crying. So, but just remember, everyone, have a safe weekend.
Yes.
Don't
sure.
do anything crazy.
I won't.
I'll cry. It'll be hard.
And if you need Carly, do not text Carly before, early in the morning tomorrow. Because whoever does is going down unless her name is Maggie.
I don't think I will be doing anything like that because the Seahawks doesn't play until Sunday night, and I probably won't be up that late to text you how they're doing if I fall asleep or I watch Hallmark Channel for whatever.
Okay, have a great weekend and just go enjoy the weekend.
Okay.
And we will be back on Wednesday with Trent Dawson.
All right.
Yay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Have
bye.
A good one. Bye, everybody.
Have a good one.
Bye, Maggie. Bye, Carly. Bye, Bobby.
Good night. That's just later.
Night.
o'clock in the morning. My mind's filled with a thousand thoughts of you and how you left without warning. But looking back, I'm sure you tried to talk it through.
Now I see it so clearly.
Okay, that's enough for this week. I just wanted to play Dr. Song. There's a list of things to do. And we will be back next week. Bye.